This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, export sales slightly improved from the previous week. We're watching hot weather impacting a West Texas crop and South Texas in a predicted tropical storm path as the harvest progresses. Now, the S&P made a new record last week, exiting a bear market at the fastest pace in history. Stronger than expected second quarter performance from several large companies did help to propel the market's optimism. Despite the notes of caution investors found in the minutes of the Federal Reserve's July meeting. When we look at jobless claims, new ones back up over a million in the previous week, continuing claims following 636,000. U.S. export sales of cotton picked up from past several weeks, but not by much. Net new sales, 128,000 bales. Shipments, rather impressive, over 421,000 bales. Should be noted, though, nearly 48,000 bales flagged as late reporting. And West Texas finding it a mystery that crop conditions improved on the week's crop conditions in progress report, but they did, in spite of very hot weather. I'm Tony St. James.